The One Act Players present George Bernard Shaw's gastronomic tale of passion, poison, and petrification.
Did the clock strike, Phyllis?
16, m'lady.
Well, that means 11 o'clock, does it not?
11 at night, m'lady. In the morning it means 2:30, so if you hear it strike 16 during your slumbers, do not rise.
I will not, Phyllis. Oh, Phyllis, I am weary. I will go to bed. Prepare the couch.
Yes, m'lady.
Oh, it is a terrible night. My master is late. I trust nothing has happened to him. What was that, Phyllis?
Oh, your bed is ready, m'lady.
Thank you, Phyllis. Good night.
Oh, my beloved mistress, I know not why or how, but I feel that I shall never see you alive again. There is murder in the air.
Strange. I thought I heard the herald of angels calling to me. Magnesia Fitztollemache.
Lady Magnesia Fitztollemache.
Yes. Well, in case we should never meet again in this world, let us take a last farewell.
My poor murdered angel mistress!
In case we should meet again, call me at 11:30.
I will. I will!
I can no longer cower here listening to the agonizing thumpings of my own heart. The bloody deed must be done, and the time is nigh. There she is, asleep in her bed. I'll do it now. What is this? Has the beating of my heart warned heaven of my plans?
My husband, what on earth are you doing with that dagger in your hand?
Ah, it is a present for you. A present from my mother. Pretty, isn't it?
But she promised me a fish knife.
This is a combination fish knife and dagger. One day you have a salmon for dinner, the next you will have a murder to commit. See?
My sweet mother-in-law. Oh, that is Adolphus Knock! Oh, what has happened to your complexion, George?
Nothing.
Why, you have turned green. Well, now I think of it, you always do when Adolphus is mentioned. Aren't you going to let him in?
Certainly not. Adolphus, you cannot enter. My wife is undressed and in bed.
I am not.
Something most important has happened. I must come in for a moment.
Oh, something important happened. What is it?
My new clothes have come home.
Oh!
He says his new clothes have come home.
Oh, come in, come in. Let me see.
Are they not most striking?
The trousers are so yellow.
Yeah.
And the coat so crimson.
I shall never be mistaken for a waiter again.
Pathetic.
Here, look at the waistcoat.
Such sparkling silver stars.
So, what do you think?
Vulgar.
It is a dream, a creation.
A drink, Adolphus?
Don't.
You do look splendid, Adolphus.
And I am so happy.
As am I.
Is the seltzer maker full?
Yes. You put the carbonate powders in yourself today.
Oh, so I did. The special powders. Ha 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 ha
Why do you laugh in that silly way at nothing?
Nothing? Nothing!
I hope, Mr. Fitztollymash, you are not laughing at my clothes. I warn you that I am an Englishman. You may laugh at my manners, at my brains, and my national institutions, but if you laugh at my clothes, one of us must die.
I laughed, but at the irony of fate.
Oh, that! Yes, of course.
Let us drown all unkindness in a loving cup.
Allow me.
Stay, no soda for me. Let Adolphus have it all. I will take my neat.
As you wish. Pledge me, Adolphus.
Kiss the cup, Magnesia. Pledge her, man. Drink deep.
To Magnesia!
It is done. Adolphus, you have but 10 minutes to live.
What mean you?
My mind misgives me. I have a strange feeling here in my heart.
So have I, but lower down. That seltzer is disagreeing with me.
It was poisoned.
Poisoned? Help! Police!
Dastard! You would appeal to the law? Can you not die like a gentleman?
But so young! When I have only worn my new clothes once!
It is too horrible! Fiend! What drove you to this wicked deed?
Jealousy! You admired his clothes. You did not admire mine.
My clothes! Have I indeed been found worthy to be the first clothes martyr? Hark! Angels call me! Welcome, death! Seltzer's disagreeing with me extremely.
Monster! What have you done? That was once a man. Beautiful and glorious. And what have you made of it? A writhing, agonized, miserable, moribund worm.
Magnesia, really?
Oh, is this a time for petty vanity? Think of your misspent life.
Whose misspent life?
Look into your conscience. Look into your stomach. Mm-hmm. And this, husband, is your handiwork.
Mine is a passionate nature, Magnesia. I must have your undivided love. I must have it, do you hear? Love, 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 love.
You shall have it.
Oh, Magnesia, I have recovered your love. Oh, how slight appears the sacrifice of this man compared to so glorious a reward. I would poison 10 men without a thought of self to gain one smile from you.
Farewell, Magnesia. My last hour is at hand. Farewell, farewell,
At this supreme moment, George Fitztollymash, I solemnly dedicate to you all that I formerly dedicated to poor Adolphus.
Oh, please not poor Adolphus yet. I still live, you know.
The vital spark but flashes before it vanishes. And now, Adolphus, take this last comfort from the unhappy Magnesia Fitztollymash. As I have dedicated to George all that I gave to you, so I will bury in your grave, or in your urn if you are cremated, all that I gave to him.
I hardly follow this.
I will explain. George, hitherto I have given Adolphus all the romance of my nature, all my love, all my dreams, all my caresses. Henceforth, they are yours.
Oh,
angel!
Adolphus, forgive me if this pains you.
Don't mention it. I hardly feel it. This scent is so much worse.
Peace, poor sufferer. There is still some balm. You are about to hear what I am going to dedicate to you.
All I ask is a peppermint lozenge, for mercy's sake.
I have something far better than any lozenge. The devotion of a lifetime. Formerly, it was George's. I kept his house, or rather his lodgings. I mended his clothes, I donned his socks, I bought his food, I interviewed his creditors, I stood between him and the servants, I administered the domestic finances, and when his hair needed cutting or his countenance was imperfectly washed, I pointed it out to him. The trouble all this gave me made him prosaic in my eyes. Familiarity bred contempt.
Oh.
Now all that shall end. My husband shall be my hero, my lover, my imperfect knight. He shall shield me from all care and trouble. He shall ask nothing in return but love. Boundless, priceless, rapturous, soul-enthralling love. Love, love, love.
I am the happiest man on earth.
But be sure my one remaining marital duty will be discharged. Like a good and devoted wife, I will spend the empty hours weeping at Adolphus' tomb.